So basically, this talk is about assumption problems in quantum works. So the assumption problems have many applications in biology, physics, chemistry. In medicine, for example, an application of this would be how to effectively deliver drugs by injection. So the outline of this talk, the introduction is basically where I'm going to describe the problem in the most generic sense. And then next I'm going to give a brief history of the problem. That is basically some of the results from the past. And then I'm going to state the conjecture next. And then I'm going to describe the attack by these people here. And then I'm going to explain why the attack fails, and then give my own solution. And then finally, I'll resolve the conjecture, and then propose an open problem. Okay, so the introduction to this, basically, by considering a quantum work in one dimension, on the line like this. And so basically here, the work is controlled by some 2×2 unitary matrix. The state space is this set. That is, the quantum worker is moving on this. So, 0 is over here, and n is over here. So we have two cases. The first case is where n is finite. So when n is finite here, we have an absorbing boundary at 0, and then we have an absorbing boundary at n. And then the second case is when n is infinite. So in the infinite case, we have only the absorbing boundary at 0. And then this directional line extends all the way. In the second case, it's infinite in one direction this way. In this case, it's finite between two boundaries.
Okay.
And then what we have here is simply is just a two-component vector. And then these entries here are basically complex numbers. And then they describe the initial displacement of the particle. So here, in one dimension, the particle will move either left or right. So the initial displacement of the particle could be either left or right. And here, k is basically the starting position where the particle is initially located. Okay. So a generic problem is to find analytic expressions for these probabilities here. So this probability is basically the probability the particle starts from position k on the line. And this is simply the initial displacement of the particle. And then it hits 0. In this case here, this probability here is simply the probability the particle starts from position k on the line with this initial displacement, and then hits 0 before arriving at n. Okay. So here I'll describe the big history of the problem. So here we consider the quantum work in one dimension, which is controlled by this unitary matrix here. And so the value of rho is between 0 and 1. So the batch group, they showed in this case here that the limiting value of this probability is given by this expression in terms of the parameter rho. So here, this is the infinite case where the initial displacement of the particle is to the right. Okay. So the particle starts at some point on the line in this set here. Before hitting zero. In this case here, the initial displacement of the particle is supposed to be to the left, not the right. In this case, the initial displacement of the particle is to the right. So in this case here, the initial displacement of the particle is to the left, which is given by this vector here. And basically, the particle starts at position k, belonging to this set here on the line, and then hit zero. In this case, they give the limiting value of this in terms of rho to be the inverse cosine of 1 minus 2 rho divided by pi. So Bach proved this and then this. So the next is the Abayomi's group. In this case, the quantum work is controlled by the Hadamard operator. And so in this case, irrespective of the initial displacement of the particle, that is either left or right, in the infinite case here, where the particle starts in position 1 on the line before hitting 0, they show that in this case, the probability is given by exactly 2 over pi. And then in this case here, the final case, given that initial displacement is to the right and the particle starts from position 1 on the line before hitting 0 and then arriving at n, the limiting value of this probability is 1 over the square root of 2. And then again, the batch group, they show that irrespective of the initial displacement of the particle, if the particle starts from position k in this set here, before arriving at zero, the limiting value of this probability can be expressed in terms of the components of the initial displacement of the particle, which is alpha and beta. Yeah, this bar here represents the conjugation of this. So, the conjecture, this is the problem we're interested in. So, here we're letting the motion of the particle be controlled by the Hadamard operator. And then here we assume that the initial displacement of the particle is to the right. So, we want to know whether this probability here obeys this recursion formula for all values of n. Okay. So this probability here is simply the probability the particle hits zero starting from 1 and then arriving at n, given that the initial displacement of the particle is to the right. In this case here, because the boundary in the finite case is absorbing. We have the absorbing boundary both here and here. So in this case here, this is automatically zero. So we want to show whether this satisfies this for all values of n. This is a conjecture. So you can attack the conjecture two ways. The first way is to show, if you want to prove the conjecture, basically you have to show it's true for all values of n. Or you can give some specific example that shows that the conjecture is false. So what we're going to do in this case here is to show that conjecture is false when n is 3. So when n is 3, the conjecture asserts that the value of this probability is 2 over 3. This is the value given by this conjecture. What we're going to do here is we're going to prove that this is not true. We're going to show that the value of this is actually 1/2. So the starting point in disproving the conjecture is this crucial lemma. Okay. So this lemma basically says that the general analytic formula for the probability the particle starts from position k in this set before hitting before hitting zero and then arriving at n can be expressed by what you see over here. And so basically, the first point towards solving the conjecture is basically determining the values of this constant C1, C2, C3, which is dependent on the position of the particle. Okay. Here, this bar here is simply complex conjugation. Remember, if A plus B is some complex number, then the conjugate of this is simply A minus B, basic definition. Okay. So we want to determine this constant C1, C2, C3, dependent on the position of the particle, to complete the solution to the general analytic formula. So the idea is to use Fourier inversion. So by Fourier inversion of this lemma here, we get the following theorem. So by Fourier inversion, this completes the solution to this probability here. Okay. So by Fourier inversion, we have this theorem. So now the next problem is to determine what these constants are over here. Okay. So the idea is basically those constants, the solution to these constants over here, this one and then this one, is basically given by this lemma, which requires solving this difference equation with this prescribed boundary conditions here. So the solution is given by this. Here, lambda minus, you take the minus sign over here. For lambda plus, you take the plus sign in this expression here. Okay. So with that, in terms of the Hadamard work, which is basically what we're interested in, the complete solution is given by this theorem here, where these two constants here satisfy this lemma, and we replace Zin with e to the power I theta, where theta belongs to this half open interval here. So now, with this theorem here, we're now ready to disprove the conjecture. So, from this term here, it was shown that basically we have this linear function for n greater than or equal to 2. So now we let k equals 1. That is basically, remember, we're interested in showing that this is going to be equal to 1/2. The conjecture says that this is 2 over 3. So here in the previous theorem, we let k be equal to 1. That is where the particle initially starts on the line. And this here simply tells you that basically the initial displacement of the particle is to the right. So we use this in theorem 4, that is the previous theorem here, and then we get this expression for the probability the particle hits 0 starting from 1 before arriving at n, given that the initial displacement is to the right in terms of this integral representation. And then this constant here satisfies this, which is from the previous lemma. Okay. So now we're going to use this to show that the exact value of this probability here is supposed to be 1 over 2, but not 2 over 3. Okay, so first, if you look at this integral here, so here, if you look at this integral here, where basically this expression here satisfies this. We know from complex numbers that the absolute value of the complex number squared can be written as the absolute value, the complex number itself multiplied by its conjugate. So we can write this integral here as 1 over 2 plus 1 over 4 pi times the integral from 0 to 2 pi of where the bar denotes complex conjugation. That is basically, these are basically complex functions in terms of e to the power I theta. And the bar denotes is a complex conjugation. So, now, remember, these over here, remember the definition of lambda plus or minus is given by this. So in terms of that, we can rewrite this function here like this. It's just some complicated algebra. And the result is you get this odd complex function here. So now, because our 1 through z is an odd complex function here, we know that in our case we can write this as it's direct computation, you see. Yeah. So, yeah, basically, yeah, we expand this integral this way. And then because of this here is an odd complex function here, we can write, we can use this definition to write this as 1/2 plus 1/4 pi times the integral from 0 to 2 pi of which is basically a complex conjugate of this. And so now we use this definition here in this part of the integral. In this part of the integral. And then we do the calculus. And then you obtain 0. But remember, that is this part of this integral here. Is going to be 0. So we just have only 1/2 left. That's going to give you basically the result. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe do you want to make a conclusion? Maybe
the questions or anything?
Any question or comment?
So did you prove that the Tambrian Bach context is wrong?
I'm sorry?
Did you prove that this Tambrian Bach is not Yak Vashwach, but Ruth's context is wrong?
What I've proved here is, what I've shown here is basically that a conjecture is false. So a conjecture is just basically some generic statement. Oh, I can make a conjecture. Say, yeah. So basically what I've shown here is the conjecture is false. Now, if someone can show that there's some problem wrong with what I've done here, then the conjecture is still open. So, in order to show that conjecture is valid, is basically we have to show that the last statement I showed previously is true for all values of n. Or can I give some specific example showing that the conjecture is false?
Any other questions? Okay, yeah, so next part is at 1055.
That's okay.
Very interesting. Yeah. You could spend more time beginning to define what's the quantum walk. Yeah. That's more interesting. Many people may not know what's the quantum walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could remind you to keep telling me what's quantum walk at all. So that's very interesting topic. So you're good for your talk. You say more about what the quantum talk. Okay. And
then come to the lecture. So it's more of a mathematical.
Yeah, but people care.